Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Buon appetito.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Ciao ragazzi, welcome to the podcast.
You know what, one time someone was pouring a bottle of water and it sounded so much like the podcast and I was like, what's happening? Like, it's just so much.
Yeah, it triggers me when I hear water pouring.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you know that's my podcast, that's my right? In any restaurant, people are pouring water and I'm like, they're fan girls.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. They're getting into it. How's it taste?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Strathfield, come through.
John, we're in a different studio today.
We're in a different studio. We're in Studio B.
Studio B. They're doing some renovations.
Yeah, in Studio A, which is where we normally are.
Mm-hmm.
And Studio C is under lockdown.
Legal is having a field day.
Ripping it apart. Drawers and papers burning. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in B and Mark is here. He's not really enjoying Studio B.
No.
Because he likes a big studio.
He likes the bigger one. He can sort of fill it with all the smoke.
Put his feet up on the table, bag of corn chips, even though he shouldn't.
Yeah. No food.
No food.
Ideally, but yeah. He gets that going.
But they're doing a maintenance.
Yeah. So hopefully when we get back there, it'll be bigger.
They're painting. They're changing the color.
Yes.
Because it was an ugly green.
Green.
And now they're making it purple.
Purple. In the studio.
We requested purple.
We put in a file with legal. Because we're actually on legal's good side now.
Yeah.
Would
you believe that we've done the hard yards and now, like, we're invited to one of the guy's birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got Jimmy's birthday.
50th. It's 50. A big one.
Holy dooly.
You doing a speech?
I'll pull something out.
I'm MC.
I think I couldn't get booked for that one. They put me on a speech, but no, they said it's like 2 minutes, not really a five.
I'll give you 5 to 7.
Okay, cool. Cool. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I need them.
We need them.
I need them.
I need the stage time.
I need it. It's good to get the reps in. That's what they say. 10,000 hours.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up? Good question. I'm busy, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I've been real, miserable with the weather, for real. You know that about me.
Yeah, winter.
The amount of times I've sat in my bed, eaten a piece of cake, fallen asleep, woken up, gotta go to a gig, you know what I mean?
Gotta get on stage. Dirty Larry's barbecue club.
It's the best in town.
Best in town.
It's the best gig. They give you a 10. Dirty Ricky's chalet bar and blitz. An open comedy
room. An open mic comedy room. They do get the good stuff going. Hard to get booked there. For me, personally.
Yeah, as a gay man.
As a gay man, I find it tough.
Hot question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Okay, I was thinking about this the other night. Almost every single place I've ever lived in, I have had a small suspicion that there were ghosts there. Like,
John, you've never told me this.
Yeah, well, you know, did I ever tell you that when I was a little kid, I would check every single room of the house for something? Like, I was looking for, like, I was worried that there was someone there who was going to, like, attack me, or, like, there was something in the house, and it was, like, I've always been afraid of things in my house, like always. And so, and even, so the very first house that I lived in New Zealand, mm-hmm. it was a beautiful house, but it was built on a Maori burial ground.
No,
for
that
real.
Is a fucking movie.
For real, for real. And my Mexican father, who is both Catholic and also Mexican. That's his whole deal.
Yes, get a man who can do both.
He was like, my mum was like, this is chill. And he was like, this is fucked.
No.
So he got both a Catholic priest to do a whole thing in the house. He like came in and did like a thing to like banish, like an exorcist to banish the ghosts. Because he was like, we're raising our two kids here. Like, this is before my brother was born. And it was like, da da da. And then he also got like a spiritual leader, mm-hmm. of the community, a Maori person to come in and be like, yeah, you can live here on our burial ground.
Oh,
it's all chill.
Oh my fucking God. Now,
yeah.
Did you ever see or experience anything?
In that house, no. In my, not really. But like,
but you're
I've
aware,
always been
you're
hyper aware of it. I've always hyper aware and like.
Meaning that you might.
I don't have an experience where, like, you know how, like, Kesha has fucked a ghost?
Sorry, what?
That's a big thing for her, is that she has had sex with a ghost.
Okay, I knew that someone... Okay, no, that's different. Lady Gaga told me that she once made herself orgasm without touching herself. Okay, that is separate.
Lady Gaga sent me a DM on Instagram.
Did I say that she told me?
Yeah.
Well, she did. Italians talk to each other, okay?
That's the Italian community. That's sort of what we're getting into.
But, okay, that's separate. Okay.
That's separate.
Stefania Giormanotta told me. A family function. Yeah, so what?
Put that on your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, so back to Kesha's fucked a ghost.
Yeah, she said it was a thing. She said it was like she was asleep and she woke up and it was sort of happening and it was good. She said it was good and
okay,
and that was good.
And so do you hear that and you go, that's happened. That's real.
No, I mean, no, but also yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like ghosts. It's like by default, I believe that they don't exist, uh-huh. right? It doesn't make sense. Like all we have is real is what's around us and whatever. Mm. But also like if they do exist, better to be scared of them. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Better to be on your toes for your whole life in your own home.
Okay.
When you're alone, right? That's what everyone else is doing, right?
A bit, no.
No?
I would say, maybe.
What's your deal with ghosts? For me, always scared of them. Always scared,
okay, look,
always aware.
If someone
aware.
Said, you want to play with a Ouija board, would you do it?
Not like for real, for real.
So what's not? What's what?
Like
so no.
So well, it depends. Like some people, like for me, like Ouija board. If it's like, I really am a bit afraid of ghosts.
Yeah,
a bit. So
yeah,
this
yeah.
is my deal with Ouija board. If we're going to go to an abandoned house and it's say it's midnight, it's the witching hour, mm-hmm. and there's just a candle lit and it's uh-huh. two friends touching a Ouija board, uh-huh. that's off the table.
Yeah,
because
okay.
you will meet a ghost.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Which
you
means
will.
You
but if, okay,
believe
wait,
in them.
Maybe,
yeah.
but wait. But also, if it's just two girls, maybe at a slumber party,
yeah.
maybe the lights are on a low, dim
yeah.
setting, and they're all touching the board and, you know, then you probably
then,
won't meet a ghost.
Okay, guess what? I say no to both scenarios. Little Miss Cheska over here, my
yeah.
little sister, my little slut sister, who we love and adore.
Gorgeous angel.
She, like, wanted to do that.
No.
She had one. And I think she'd done it with friends. And I swear to God, I came down so fucking hard on that little girl. I was like, don't you dare bring shit into this fucking house where I live. I don't even want to. No, even if nothing happens, don't do it.
Really?
That is how much. But am I going around thinking there's ghosts? No.
So you're afraid, but see, it's the same thing.
All I'm saying is like, if I believe sometimes when people experience, like my mom has felt something, mm. my nonna saw him, my nonno, like after he was dead, like I can't just be like, no, slut. Like
actually, yes, my mother
yes.
has had visceral experiences where she has felt the presence
she was
of her.
By a ghost.
No, she wasn't. Fucked by a ghost, my sweet angel mother. She has felt the presence of her deceased
yeah,
close
in her ass.
siblings and parents.
Okay, maybe sorry. Yeah, I'll sort of wind that down.
Yeah, I'll peel that back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah. Mm. I mean, a little bit.
And,
I,
you know, Mexican, all that.
What?
You know, Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, y- yeah.
You know?
Mamma Mia. Yeah,
Mamma Mia sure. too.
Yeah, so true. Okay, so why I was thinking about this is because I, you know, I host speed dating, and I hosted speed dating, I don't know, a couple of days ago or some shit.
Of course.
And what they do is they have these little palm cards of, like, different fun questions. They're not actually palm cards. They're all fancy. And what happens is sometimes if there's, like, more than one sex or the other, there'll be some dates where you have to wait and you're not dating anyone. So me, the host, will go and, like, chat to you and, like, hang out and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was speaking to this one guy, and I was like, hey, brother, having a good time? And he's like,
what's up, brother?
And he was like, oh, yeah, good, good. He's like, I love these cards. I'm like, how freaking sick are these cards, right? Like, they're so cool for conversations. I would bring them around everywhere. He was like, yeah, there's this one about, like, have you seen ghosts and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God, have you seen ghosts? And it just got real like that. He was like, yeah, yeah. I was telling someone. And I was like, what? All right, let's fucking get into it. Happened? And he told me all these stories.
What's his deal?
Well, one was I wasn't fully hearing what he was saying, but one, but I was one sort
of zoning in and out of consciousness
a little bit. But one was something like he was like in his home with his family, and like apparently he would be very specific about like the geography, like of it. He'd be like, here's the room, and here is a ledge, and on this ledge we always keep a set of keys. Oops. And then out of the blue, the keys. I think he explained that they, like, floated around and then fell. No. And he said that his father was like, it's just the wind.
But what?
Yeah. And then there was this one other time at his family home that he was saying, and again, we get into the, like, makeup of the, he's like, here's the bathroom. Here's the toilet. Here's the bath. Here's the mirror. I walk to the toilet. I go to the sink. I'm washing my hands. I look in the mirror, and in the mirror, I see a leg poking out of the bath. Yes. And then he said, this is his family home. And then he said, so they moved. They got out of there. Get out,
I'm
girl.
I'm cheering up. Okay, yeah,
right?
Go.
And then he said that he was like, at 3 a.m. or something, he wanted to go back and visit his house.
Don't you dare.
He did. So he got in his car and he drove to the house. And guess what? All the lights are on and no one lives there.
Yes. No.
Yes. Right? Oh. So now listen to this, John. How could I tell this man you're like, are you lying?
No,
why would you be lying?
Sir.
No. So, but obviously, I don't. And then I talked about this with other people and I was like, oh, does that mean anytime anyone's? I'm like, no, I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, if someone's obviously clearly joking or they're like a fucking idiot, I'll be like, okay, so you're taking the piss. But some people like genuinely experience these things.
I'm not religious at all, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that they say that like ghosts or whatever, it's like when significant emotional things happen in places that like spirits stick around because like whatever. And I feel like there is some kind of like thing to that. If someone is like brutally murdered, you don't just clean it up and, you know, send it over to, you know, Rick and Sally, you know, raise their kids there. It's like, it's something's, there's something there.
Yeah.
I think keep your eyes open and
your heart
scare. Get ready to be scared because this is a scary podcast now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know what? I'd love to know if our lawyer confidant
and Maddie HW.
Friend Maddie HW believes in ghosts or not. Because she's a woman of the law. And of facts and no fiction.
I think she'd be open to it. I have a feeling.
Mm.
It's like, how can you, what kind of asshole or like, how like strong and up yourself do you have to be to like walk into a like an abandoned home and be like, everything's all good here, just floorboards
what an
and
asshole.
Nails. Right?
Yeah.
People who are like, not afraid. What's their deal?
What's their deal? They're dumb.
Dumb.
No, it could be so many different reasons.
Mm.
Part of me, like, would love to go on a ghost tour.
No.
A bit.
At night?
A bit
like
scary.
Like a scary one.
Yeah, but you can go to places that are, like, truly fucked up haunted.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think you'd like that.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
But with, I'd keep trying to, like, deny things.
The tour guide's like, so here, there's a one-legged man who's
No.
Okay, well, miss, just save your questions to the end.
Bullshit.
This asshole's full of shit.
Maybe a bit.
Like, where do you piss on the tour? They have bathrooms?
Sorry?
They have bathrooms for patrons?
You have to hold it for 2 hours.
Maybe.
For a movie.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I believe a bit. Yeah. When I was a kid, one time, I was so afraid. I'd be really afraid, and I still get afraid, washing my face because of that thing in movies where you look up in the mirror and there's someone behind you. Yeah, that is my deepest fear of all time. Maybe, or it's up there. So, for a little while, when I was a teenager, I would pull down my pants.
Sorry?
While I was washing my face.
Why?
So my ass was out to, like, scare, to be like, so the ghost
so
would be
knew
like,
they, I was keen for them to
no!
fuck me. That's the vibe.
So the ghost would be like, oh, they'd be like, awkward.
That's so funny that ghosts are the most terrifying thing, but an awkward moment seeing a young boy's butt will scare them away.
I was 16.
That's cute.
I was in some of the best shape of my life back then. Mm.
That's a bit cute.
Well, that's just part of my history. Can I tell you, I've been having dreams. So I'm on this, I'm not on a new diet. So.
Okay. It's an old one.
Immediately defensive.
No one said anything. I didn't come in and say, hey, you on a new diet?
I'm fine.
There's no gun. All right, good for you.
So I'm
on a new fitness regime, new fitness plan.
I'm trying to get into it more. I'm trying to get back on the horse because after New Zealand, I got sick. I said that in the last episode.
Mm.
I got sick and then I sort of came back and whatever. So I'm trying to just eat from home and I have all these healthy snacks I'm trying to eat and But one thing I realized, because I'm not eating literally every single meal out, and by every single meal I mean every single day. In the past, I would eat either KFC or McDonald's, for sure, a large meal with a Coca-Cola or a chocolate thick shake. And probably some point during the day, I would have like, I'd always have like a mocha during the day, sugary, like I would eat so much sugar normally.
Yeah.
Which like, whatever, that was fine. And then now, I think just eating food from home, I'm eating like so much less sugar. And now, every single night, I have a vivid dream that I am going to order something for dessert. Like, I'm like, because I started doing morning pages, which is this thing where you write the very first thing you wake up in the morning. And usually I'll write down my dream just because it, like, it's what I think of. And so last night I had a dream that I, like, was walking down a road and then there was, like, a dessert place. And I walk in and I ordered a big chocolate fudge sundae. And then right as it arrives, I wake up.
Oh my god.
Another night it was deep fried Oreos in like an American style, like on a boardwalk in New Jersey. Another night it was like cake.
Oh my god. And you're waking up just before you eat it.
Every single morning. It's the last dream I have before I wake up.
Okay, this is more terrifying to me than Gus. What the fuck does this mean?
I don't know.
It's like your body is sending you messages.
I don't know. Yeah, it's bad.
I think you need to eat sugar.
I can't.
I'm kidding.
No, I know. But I'm like,
can I tell you something actually crazy?
What?
I don't even know if we'll keep this, but
oofed.
So I've been having sex.
Yeah.
I've been having sex. I'm back on the horse.
Congrats. Happy for you.
And it's with Mark.
Yeah.
It's with Mark. Yeah.
Yeah, it's with Mark. Mark, specifically.
And you want to know something crazy?
What?
Mark is really fit. Mark dresses like a slut, but he has a rig under there.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? That man is does capoeira and...
No, he doesn't.
Fujitsu.
Fujitsu.
You know, yoga.
Yeah. And ballroom dance.
Ballroom dancing. Salsa.
Underwater hockey.
Backyard netball.
Underground foosball.
And he's a hairdresser as well, so he just does, you know, everything.
He's got everything
he's
going.
He's got everything going. And so we're sort of back on the horse.
Yeah.
On the salmon steaks, if you will.
Yeah.
And
salmon's back on the menu.
In full force. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
For me, my lake, empty. No salmon swimming in there, but you go ahead.
And the thing about it, so I'm fucking a fit man.
Sure.
And can I be real with you? It's
yeah.
quite exhausting and a bit of a bummer. Bummer, because
you sound like you're about to cry.
Because I'm talking like Mark can't hear this, but he's in the booth
he's
listening
the booth.
To every word.
He hears every word.
So it's quite vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make any eye contact with him for the rest of the ep. But I have to like keep up with this sort of like lot of energy and effort. And you know me, I'm a lazy woman.
I thought you were a rider.
I have been known to ride or die, yes. But
I have a tattoo that says ride or die on my pussy, yes. So what?
Sorry.
I don't understand. Don't you just lay there and take it? I don't get it. I don't get what's happening. Is it the amount of time? Or is it the force?
You know what I mean? Say is sex is like so much work.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the work. But
I'm doing the work.
I'm doing the work, John, but
what?
But at the same time, like, he could probably go forever. And I can't.
Really?
I can't. I never can. Never,
why?
Never, never.
Wait, what is...
I need to stop and have
what's
a break.
Gonna, what's going to give? What's the...
I'm just like panting. Oh. I can't rock for that. I can't go... for so long.
Can
I get cramps.
Can you get on the bottom?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, do that. Take a breather.
I know.
Let him...
Well, I'm just sort of sharing that. About it.
No,
I'm
I don't
unfair.
Mean to fix your
so
problem.
Picture being a fit, picture being real tired, walking up a couple of stairs, not couple, like a
yeah,
long stairway,
sure.
And then make it
the stairs keep going.
Just keep going, and you're fucking everyone, and you it goes for hours, and you're slipping and sliding. No, you know what just hit
do
me?
Do you stop for water?
Do I stop for water? Yes,
keep a glass of water by the bed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You gotta get going. Okay. Exercise maybe.
I know.
Just let him do it.
Back it up.
Just really let him ruin you.
You know what's odd is that I realize my family listens to this. I don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't know what we're gonna do about this. Mark, we're gonna need to get you on this. Hey, slut, why don't we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. All right. Quick spruik?
Absolutely. We are hosting
Everly
Comedy.
Dude, I'm so freaking excited. This will be like a kind of our first time hosting something together.
Yeah, it will
and
be.
And then we're literally hosting
UCID
open day the week after.
On the 31st of August.
Get ready for us to blow your backs out of the next couple of weeks, because then after that...
Fucking blow your backs out.
After that, we've got our fucking solo together show.
It's our solo show. Our solo show. We're doing a solo show. It's Get Over It at the Factory Theater
the Factory
on September
Theater.
1st.
And it's just going to be a cavalcade of comedy.
Absolutely. It's going to be Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of comedy.
I actually love that and I've seen it so
Me
many
too,
times.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
probably but funny.
A funny man.
Funny man.
He's in my books.
Does good voice work.
Totally. Great cartoons.
Great
good,
cartoons.
Good drawing.
Funny.
Funny guy.
Funny man. Good writer.
Good writer.
Got a good head on his shoulders.
I'm going to watch it right now. We should.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's us.
But buy tickets on the Factory
And we'll put up a Facebook event very soon. We'll get it going. We'll get it going for sure. Thanks for being our fangirls. We're obsessed with all the support and love that you give us from everyone who like talks to us and messages us. And I'm just, I love it so much. It means the world that you listen to.
Oh my God.
Can
I give a shout out to my castmate member, John, John Sakaris, who is, he told me he loves the pod so much.
Oh my God. That's so beautiful. I want to give a shout out too. I'll give a shout out to, who told me recently?
Well, now it sounds like there's no one.
There was! Well, I'll say that comedian Tim Clark, who I met.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Yeah, Timothy Clark.
Really, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, we love it.
We
should
it.
Go.
Yeah, we really gotta go.
We gotta go see how Studio A is going and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.